Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 21st, Tuesday, 2020, Day 21. Today's topic, a merciful kingdom versus a cruel world. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 13 verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 42 verse 18 to chapter 43 verse 34. Matthew chapter 13 verse 47 to chapter 14 verse 12. Proverbs 4, verses 7 to 10. Today's main passage, Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 to 50. Jesus says, "Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is a merciful kingdom versus a cruel world. Today's topic seems the second part of the topic 2 days ago. 2 days ago, the topic was, the foundations are destroyed. What can you do? Today's topic allows us to leave this cruel world to walk into God's kingdom, His merciful kingdom. I felt a very strong feeling of cruelty in today's passages from Genesis and Matthew. Actually, I felt it 7 times when I was scribing those passages. 2 times concerning with how cruel Joseph's 10 brothers were, who wanted to kill him and sold him to Egypt. 1 time concerning with how cruel Reuben was to tell his father that he could kill his 2 sons if Reuben could not bring back Benjamin. 2 times concerning with how cruel Jacob was, as he was willing to give up Simeon rather than to let Benjamin to go to Egypt. 2 times concerning how cruel Herodias and her daughter were to put John the Baptist to death. This cruel world is to destroy our foundation of Jesus is Lord as the center of our lives, than to have us brainwashed, making us to be cruel and merciless persons. What can we do? If you were Joseph who saw your 10 brothers who wanted to kill you and sell you to Egypt, what would you do to revenge? You were the prime minister and you could do anything now. But because the foundation of Joseph was so firm and secure, he already left that cruel world and entered into the kingdom of God, his merciful kingdom. Bitterness and hatred being changed to be meek and merciful. His tears tell us that he was a merciful servant of God in his merciful kingdom. He is the good fish in today's Jesus parable. How about you? Are you a merciful servant of God in his merciful kingdom? A good fish? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to remember to be with you each day so that we can be in your merciful kingdom to be a righteous servant of you, blessed by you and used by you to bring your healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, are you a merciful servant of God in his merciful kingdom? A good fish? Number two, what is your next step to be a merciful servant of God in his merciful kingdom? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.